Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello and welcome to a new week of our Foundations Daily Podcast here at STC. My name's Liam, I'm part of the team here, and it's a real privilege to be able to share some reflections from the Bible as we consider together what God is saying to us this week. By Wednesday, we'll have come to the end of our journey through the book of Galatians. A huge thank you to the team for their brilliant reflections so far. And so now we come to chapter 6. And as we see so often with Paul's letters, he moves from the theological to the practical. Essentially here, as we round off this final chapter, Paul's trying to convey to the Galatians the realities of this new life that they have in Christ, this new life which is available to all, a life that they receive through faith in Jesus and his Spirit living in them. And Paul is illustrating to the Galatian church just what it would actually look like to live this new life that Jesus had won for them, and what life should be like in the new community that God was building, his church. Our passage today is Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. We're going to focus on verse 2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfil the law of Christ. It's a beautiful verse for us to reflect on today, and it's also one that's so deeply practical and relevant to us. Paul speaks here of bearing burdens. The word burden here refers to a weight, a load that we, metaphorically speaking, carry around with us. And in verse 5 of today's passage, Paul points out that actually each of us should carry their own load. Each of us has a load to bear. And right now, we certainly agree with that statement, wouldn't we? Lockdown life, whether we're young, old, self-employed, working from home, still going into work, parenting small children, raising teenagers who aren't in school, being a teenager yourself and not being in school, it brings with it its own unique challenges. Life is anything but straightforward right now. All of us will each carry our own burdens. There's much truth in that statement. And Paul points out here that actually no one can do that for us. But we do so as followers of Jesus, knowing that we live by faith, trusting that God's grace is sufficient to meet our needs every day, as Paul writes in another of his letters, knowing that God is with us, God lives in us, and that he carries our burdens with us. And that the weaker we get, and the heavier the burdens become, the more we can find ourselves pressing into him and discovering his grace. And we do that because Jesus is the great burden bearer. God knows how to bear burdens. On the cross, he bore ours, the full weight of our sin, for us, for all mankind, for all time. And his invitation to all who are weary and heavy laden is to come to him, to learn from him, to walk with him, whatever the new day brings. But as we said earlier, Paul's teaching here is so very practical. This was a man who knew all too well that the course of life doesn't always run smoothly, and that there are times when those burdens we carry become a little too heavy for us to bear, even though we believe and trust in Jesus. And Paul's instructions to the Galatians were to carry each other's burdens. And in this way, he writes, you will fulfil the law of Christ. And he's speaking here of what Jesus commanded his disciples to do as he washed their feet the night before he died. A new command I give you, he tells them, love one another as I have loved you. What does life in God's new community look like? Well, to Paul, it looks like bearing one another's burdens. It looks like being there for one another when things are really tough. Not because we don't need help, you know, we all need God's grace, but because actually someone else we know, we can see they're struggling and we want to try and help them. Even though we've got our own burdens to bear, we're going to try if we can and help to get alongside them and do what we can to support them. That's sacrifice, that's burden bearing, and that's the love that Jesus speaks of here. And here's the thing, at some point during this crisis, the reality is that we will all probably find ourselves at some point feeling like the load we're carrying is too much to bear. We might be in that place right now. We'll all be in that place at some point, at least once in our lives, probably more than that. That's where we need our community to step up, the people around us to come alongside us and to help carry that load with us. And at STC, we have these beautiful things called clusters and cells. And this passage is a great reminder that we each have a part to play in those communities by encouraging others to keep going today. What might that look like? It might look like doing someone's shopping for them, dropping round someone a care package because their children have just had chicken pox or they've had a rough few days at work. It might look like a phone call or a Zoom chat just to catch up with someone who we know is really low at the minute. So as we finish, a couple of questions to consider. What are some of the burdens we're carrying around with us today that we need to bring to Jesus? And perhaps who is God encouraging us to get alongside as we walk with him this week? Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you for the gift of your amazing grace this day. Thank you that you've borne on the cross our burdens so that we can be free. Help us to live out that freedom that your love brings, and help us to encourage others by getting alongside them today. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfil the law of Christ. If anyone thinks that they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Surrender now. I Lord, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.